Kim.
Sotapetsaka Kim ma.
For the kind words.
Sande tena teny mafinaritra.
It's so good to be with you again.
Ary mafinaritra be mihitsy no miaraka aminareo indray androany.
So wonderful to see all your beautiful faces.
Tena mafinaritra ihany koa no mahita ny tarehinareo izay mahafatifaty.
I send you lots of love from the, our friends in the church in South Africa.
Mandefa mapamangy ny fiangonana avy any Afrika Atsimo avy any Centurion.
Kali especially asked to send a special love from him and his wife Ina.
De Ikali sy Ina dia tena namandefa fitiavana manokana ho antsika rehetra rehetra izay aty.
So really good to be here.
De tena mafinaritra le miaraka aminareo androany.
Great. So let's open our Bibles. 1 John 3. We are going to just look at one verse this morning. Which really is about the great love of our Father. Great. So if you can find that. So verse 1. How great is the love the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. So let's pray. So Father, we want to ask you this morning that you would shower your love into our hearts this morning. Holy Spirit, I pray that you'll bring such a sense of assurance into every heart. Such a sense of identity and belonging.
Karazana fahatsapana hoe ao anatina zavatra anankiray isana zavatra anankiray ary mahita ny maizy azy ao anatin'izay.
That we are not only made in your image.
Hoe izay tsy hoe natao araka ny endrika eo fotsiny.
But we are children of the living God.
Fa tena zanak'Andriamanitra velona.
May we experience even your love this morning, we pray. To the glory of your wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
So when I say the word father, dad,
dada,
daddy,
dada, papa,
what emotion comes into your heart? Is it one of joy? Is it one of pain? Is it one of, when you think of a dad, you think of someone that was very strong with you? Maybe you are a dad this morning. Me being a dad myself, it's not an easy job. And that's what I love of all the things that Jesus could have called God. Is referring to him as a father. So the moment we are saved, it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your past is. When we come into Christ, it doesn't matter where we've been. What now matters and has significance is where we're going. It doesn't matter whether your past was one of privilege or poverty. It doesn't matter whether you come from a good family or maybe don't even know who your birth parents are. It doesn't matter whether you are greatly loved or maybe rejected and abandoned by your earthly parents. It doesn't matter whether you are a criminal on death row or a well-known celebrity. The only thing that matters is that when you surrender and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just like Joseph, in one moment, you are transferred from prison to the family of God. From to ruling and reigning with Christ. You see, when we come to Christ, when we accept Him as our Savior, in an instant, you move from being the forgotten, rejected child to being born into the family of God. To become a child of God. So salvation is really about being saved into a family. Which means that the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ becomes our Father. We go from being orphans, enemies, sinners, being lost, to being specially chosen. And adopted into the household of the King of Kings. God becomes our Father. Jesus becomes our brother. And the Holy Spirit becomes our helper. Our instructor. And our guide to show us, to prepare us for all these things that we have now got in Christ. You see, when Paul writes about this, he says the following. In Romans 8, verse 15, you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory. So remind us again, as John says, how great is the Father, the love of the Father, that He lavishes upon us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. You see, people easily talk about love. What it is, what it isn't. One thing we can agree,
zavatra anakiray ara afaka iarahantsika miara-manaiky.
You can't go to school
dia tsy afaka mankany ampianarana ianao
to get taught how to love.
Hoe ho ampianarina ahoana ny afahana amin'ity.
Who has taken the subject how to love someone?
Iza ny efa nandray an'izay sujet izay tany amin'ny tany ampianarana hoe ahoatra ny ahoana ny fomba hitiavana olona?
No one.
Tsy misy eh.
The university doesn't have that subject here?
Na any amin'ny université ve tsy misy manana an'izany aty aminareo?
Why is that?
Fa maninona kay?
Because it's not something that can be taught.
Satria zavatra tsy azo ampianarina ilay izy.
It is something that's meant to be experienced.
Fa zavatra tokony iainana ilay izy.
Because describe to me, what does it mean to be in love?
Satria sorotsorito anao hoe ohatrany ahoana izany hoe raiky mpitiavana izany.
What does it look like?
Ohatrany ahoana.
What does it feel like?
Ohatrany ahoana ny fahatsapana ao anatin'izany.
You see, unless you've experienced it,
tanareo raha tsy efa niainan'ilay izy ianao,
you cannot explain or teach it to others.
Tsy afaka hoazavainao ho amin'ny hafa ilay izy.
And even then, it's difficult. You can't really explain it.
Tena dia amin'izany ary mbola tena somary manahirana satria tsy tena afaka hazavaina araka ny tokony ho izy.
And this is what John is telling us here.
Dia izany ny zavatra resahany John amintsika eto.
That the Father's love is not just something that I have to try and understand here. It is something that the Holy Spirit pours into my heart. It's something that I experience. It's something that I enjoy. The fact that the Father showers and loves and accepts me the way he's made me.
Laiwe ni ray nandrotsaka ny fitiavany tamin'ny fomba izay hitiavana anahako izao io.
So let's talk about love for a little bit.
Donge tsika resaka momba ny fitiavana kely.
The whole world is pursuing love.
Izao tolo izao dia miazakazaka manenjika fitiavana.
Many give their lives to find it.
Betsaka ny manolotra ny ainy mba hahafahana mahita an'izany.
People write songs about it.
Betsaka ny olona manoratra hira boba zany.
People write poems about love.
Betsaka ny olona nanoratra tononkalo momba an'izany fitiavana izany.
Do you have Valentine's Day here?
Ie, manao andro ny mpifankatia ve tsika aty Madagasikara?
So people, we even take a day in the year to celebrate love.
Tanareo misy olona rana mandray andro anakiray eo amin'ny taona mba hakalazana izany fitiavana izany.
Yet how fragile is our concept of love often.
Tena dia izany ary dia tahaka ny ahoana ny faharefon'ny fahatakarantsika an'izany fitiavana izany.
How dangerous love often seems to be.
Tahaka ny ahoana ny mahatonga an'ilay fitiavana ho mampitoza ny amin'ny fijerintsika azy.
Because in that very word love, it can mean many things.
Satria ao amin'io teny hoe fitiavana io manokana dia afaka ilaza zavatra be dia be.
It can look very different to different people.
Ary afaka ho samihafa ilay izy arakaraka ny olona.
Just consider
eritrereto kely nge
a love for your country.
Hoe fitiavanao ny firenenao.
How that is different to the love that a father has for a child. How that is different to the love of a mother. We often say in South Africa of some people, only a mother can love them. What about the love that a child has for a parent? And then there's this amazing intimate love between a husband and a wife. Just listen to Song of Solomon. Here is two lovers talking to one another. He says, hang my locket around your neck. He says, wear my ring around your finger. Why is that? Because he wants the world to show that she is taken. That she is mine. She's not available. Tell the whole world to leave her alone. And that's how God loves us. He's mine.
Anako enao.
She's mine.
Anako enao.
Leave her alone.
Avelao aza misy mikitikitika anazy.
She belongs to me.
Satria anako izy.
He says love is invincible when it even comes to danger and death.
De itanareo ny voalaza ihany koa hoe ny fitiavana dia tsy resiny na ny fahafatesana azy.
There's nothing that can stop love.
Tsy misy zavatra afaka manakana ny fitiavana.
It sweeps away everything before it.
Mamafana izay zavatra rehetra rehetra eo anoloana izy.
Flood waters cannot drown love.
Na ny ony lalina aza tsy afaka mandetika ny fitiavana.
Torrents of rain cannot stop the flame of love in a heart.
Na nyorambe mivatavatsa ra tsy afaka mamono ny afon'ny fitiavana.
Love cannot be bought.
Ary ny fitiavana tsy afaka vidina.
It cannot be sold.
Tsy afaka ho amidy.
And then he says, I warn you.
De avyo izy ny laza hoe mampitandrina anao ako.
Do not awaken love before its time.
Aza mamono fitiavana alohan'ny fotoana.
Because love is powerful.
Love
is strong. Love will let you do things that you would never do. You see, this is how the Bible describes love. Yet in the world today, love is just a feeling. Something I fall into, and something I fall out of. But many agree that love is so strong. It is so powerful. It has broken even the strongest amongst us. Because of the ability of love to come and go, just like the mist in the morning. But this is not the love John talks about. The love he talks about is a different kind of love. He says it is a great love. Greater than any love you will find in this world. A love that is so amazing it had to come from above. A love that proceeded from a perfect heavenly Father. Not a love that comes and goes. But a love that remains. A love that perseveres. It doesn't give up. And a love that grows. I don't know about you. But as a father. There are few things that I would not do for my loved ones. And that is how John says, how that's just a start of God, the Father's love for us. Because you have a Father in heaven. Whose love knows no limits. His love cannot run dry. The more you receive and enjoy His love, the more there is of His love. His love never fails. Even when we fail, His love never fails. His love is patient. His love is kind. His love does not envy. His love does not boast. His love is not proud. It is not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. It does not delight in evil. But rejoices with the truth. It always protects.
Ary miaya trany.
It always trusts.
Mitoky trany.
Always hopes.
Manatena trany.
Always perseveres.
Maharitra trany.
How great is the love the Father has lavished upon us. You see, this is just a glimpse of the love the Heavenly Father,
Jesus,
the Holy Spirit has for us. Listen how John talks about this love again in another portion in
15:13.
This is what Jesus says.
John volazan Jesus.
Greater love is no one like this. That someone would lay down his life for his friends. I no longer call you servants because a servant doesn't know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I've made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go bear great fruit. Fruit that will last. And then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. That you love one another with that same love. So let me just highlight a few things that Jesus says about this Father's love. He says, our Father's love is sacrificial. His love is so strong that it cost him his one and only son. Jesus says the Father's love brings about a change in status. I don't know if you have it here, but there's often a story told of someone who they are very poor. They grew up in a very poor family. And then one day there's this big car that stops outside. And out climbs this very smart person with a suit. And they say, I'm looking for Tutsu. And they're calling Tutsu. And they say, you know, Tutsu, I am this person. I work for the king of Madagascar. And we've been looking for you for many years. You are the son of the king. And I've come here to take you with me. To come and show you what it means to be the son of the king. To show you all the rights and the privileges and everything that comes with that. And that is the story of Christianity. While we weren't looking for him, while many people were despising, not wanting anything to do with us, the Father sends his son. He sends His Holy Spirit to come and find us and say, you are actually born into royalty. Amen.
Amen.
So the Father's love changes the our status. We go from enemies, servants, slaves,
and
to children and friends of God. Another thing Jesus says, the Father's love is inclusive. It says here He includes us in His business. He's not when the child comes in. He says, go out, I'm busy, I'm doing my work now. No, Jesus says He actually invites us into His business. To partner with Him in this great plan in this world. Jesus says this Father's love is a love where He knows us by name. Do you know that God knows your name? It says He knows even the hair on your head. And for some of us, it's easier for God to know how many hairs is on the head. Like my friend Harry, God doesn't have to wonder how much hair is on His head. But then Jesus says, this love is not just for me. Like His love was not just for His son. His love is meant to come inside of me. And go through me on its way to someone else. And then lastly, He says, this Father's love is shown in His interest. He's interested in hearing every request that we bring before Him. He's never too busy. He's never on holiday. Sometimes we pray and we think, God, maybe God is on holiday today. Sometimes we pray and we wonder, is He hearing us? You see, friend, God always gives us three answers when we pray. When you pray and it happens, the answer was yes. When you pray and nothing happens, the answer is either no or not yet. But do not ever think that when we pray, He doesn't listen and hear our every request. He's never too busy. He's always ready to listen. Do you know that God loves your company? Do you know your Heavenly Father wants to spend time with you every day? Why would we not want to run to Him? Why would we not want to respond to Him? Because He's waiting. So lastly, the Father's love is not restricted. It is not conservative. It is not limited. Another word to describe it is wasteful.
de ny teny hafa izay afahantsika manazava le izy a dia le izy le fitiavan'Andriamanitra tsy hoe lanilany fotsiny amin'izao izany fotsiny
it is so generous
fa tena feno fahalalahan-tanana
but the important thing about his love
fa ny zavatra lehibe momba ny fitiavany
His love is not based on performance.
De ny fitiavany tsy miankina amin'ny hoe ohatrany ahoana ny zavatra efa nataonao na zavatra vitanao.
You see, we think if I do things right,
tanareo tsika rehefa tsika mieritreritra hoe rehefa ataoko araka ny tokony ho izy ny zavatra,
then God will love me.
De ho tian'Andriamanitra ako.
If I do things wrong,
rehefa manao zavatra tsy mety ako,
God does not love me.
De ho alan'Andriamanitra.
Let me ask you as a parent.
Donc eo antany kely nareo amin'ny maray aman-dreny nareo hoe
If your child does something that naughty that you don't like,
rawe manao zavatra izay tsy tianao ny zanakao,
do you stop loving them?
Dia mijanona ve enao tsy tiana azy intsony?
That's it.
Eh, say ah.
Bring that birth certificate.
Hoe to ty le kopi naterahana iny.
Tear it up.
Alô fafako tavako takatatatako.
Eh?
Izany ve nataontsika?
No.
Ah.
You are not pleased with their behavior.
Tsy hoe enao makasitraka ny zavatra tsy mety ataony.
But you love them in spite of their behavior.
Fa tianao zareo na dia eo ary ny zavatra tsy mety ataony.
Amen.
Amen.
And here's the amazing thing.
Ary tia ny zavatra mahagaga.
The more I realize God's love for me,
arakaraka ny fahatakarako ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra ho aho.
The more I understand His love,
arakaraka ny fahatakarako an'ilay fitiavany.
The more careful I will be how I live.
De ohatr'izay ihany koa no hitandremako ny amin'ny fiainako.
Because when I do something wrong,
satria rehefa manao zavatra tsy mety ako,
more than maybe breaking a law,
mety hoe mihoatra noho ilay hoe fandikako ny lalàna,
I'm breaking the Father's heart.
Dia tena hoe manimba na hoe mamaky ny fon'ny raiko ako.
My children, they don't like to do things that hurts me.
Ny zanako antsy hoe tia manao zavatra izay mandratra anahy izany.
Because they know my love for them.
Satria fantany zareo ny fitiavako azy.
So if God so loved this world,
ka raha ohatra ka tena tian'Andriamanitra zao tolo zao,
that He would send His Son to die while we were His enemies,
ka nanaiky izy andefa ny zanany ho faty tamintsika mbola fahavalo iny,
How much more now that we are His children. Will He not continue to love us infinitely
more?
So do you know the love of the Father? Do you know it personally? Because I can know God loves someone, I know He loves Kim, But God wants to show that He loves me. Do you know His love for you? Like Paul says, God pours His love into our hearts. You see, the two most important things in this world is to know who I am and whose I am. And His love says who I am. His child and whose I am. I belong to Him. So in conclusion, maybe you're in a situation right now where you are doubting God's love. Where you feel you are not experiencing this love of the Father right now. You see, friend, what's so important is God's love is not in a situation.
Tanareo ny zavatra manandanja dia hoe ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra tsy hoe amina toejavamisy anankiray.
His love is in spite of the situation.
Fa ny fitiavany dia mihoatra noho ny toejavamisy rehetrarehetra.
Here's three things.
Misy zavatra anankitelo reto.
When you feel like where's God's love?
Rehefa matsapa ianao hoe ay aiza ary kaiza ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra tsy matsapa an'izany mihitsy ako.
Number one.
Voalohany.
If you doubt His love,
rehefa misalasala ny amin'ny fitiavany ianao,
look to the cross.
Jereo ny azy fitaliana.
Even this morning as we take communion. The cross was God's ultimate, what's it, evidence of his love for us.
Number
two, you doubt God's love. Jesus says, look at nature. Have you ever seen birds flying? Oh, and they're so sad. They're worried. And then I see a dog sitting there. He's so concerned. He's got many lines here from all the worries. And then we see some flowers. Whoa! They're so worried. No. Look at nature. If God cares for nature, if God cares for birds and flowers, will he not care for you, his child? And thirdly, if you are doubting God's love, Jesus says, even a sinful father knows what is good or bad for their child. Even a sinful father knows actually to give your child bread is better than a stone. And that is evidence that you actually have a heavenly father who is perfect. If you, sinful father, know how to give good things, how much more? So through
Jesus,
God becomes as much our Father as he becomes the Father of Jesus. So what marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We are called children of God. And that is what we are. Amen.
Amen.
When we think of what takes place, you realize that it's an act of grace. I didn't deserve the love of God. And maybe you disqualify yourself. You think you don't deserve the love of God. I'll never deserve it. He owes me nothing. He's not indebted to me that he has to come, and he's not obligated. So when he gives us his love, he's simply pouring it out graciously. I don't have to figure out why. I just realize he loves me. He has chosen to lavish his love on us. So as you sit there, think about that. Here, God has chosen to just pour his love on you. You never deserved it. You never will. It's a free gift of his grace. That should cause us to respond to, like, if you see the most awesome swimming pool on the hottest day, you just want to dive in.
Zan tukuni atunga tiki amal takanwe ulana krai tiki maiita pisin amnyandu mafana benevale pisin na tena tsara bemit.
If you can swim.
The tena tukuni the way ite iruta kwa inau rafakan muluman.
You want to learn to swim.
The yanata ilumanu inau.
We need to learn to swim in the love of God.
The mili tiki amnyandu mlumano mfiavana.
We need to learn to dive in. Because he gives it to us. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this message that George shared with us.
And
I ask God that you administer it into our hearts. Thank you, Jesus, that you died to make this love seen and known. That the cross reveals the love of God to us. We want to receive it today by faith. And thank you, Father, that you love us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Just a quick announcement before you leave. In the English meeting today, we are going to be celebrating the ordination of Ina as an elder. I know many of you may not attend that meeting. You maybe choose to go home. That's fine. But please carry that moment in your heart if you can't join us. God is blessing us. We're getting more leaders. And that's a sign of God's kindness, his goodness. So even if you're not here in the next meeting, won't you give thanks to God? And celebrate with us in your heart. And of course, if you've got nothing better to do, you are welcome to stay for the English meeting. But you're also free to go and be blessed. Have a wonderful Sunday.
Amen.
Amen.